The 5 p.m. meeting took place at Change Point Church. Anchorage Education Association members started to arrive about a half hour earlier. Most were reluctant to speak to the press, but not all. Andy Holeman of Golden View Middle School felt the current economic situation had restricted contract negotiations, and future economic trends will make the agreement unsatisfactory.
Well, certainly we all wish we were in different economic times, and when you look at it, you can't avoid thinking about that. If you do the math on it, I think in 3 years, teachers will be a little worse off in terms of buying power under this contract. I suspect it won't quite pace inflation in Anchorage.
If a majority of the approximately 3,500 members approve the agreement, the 3-year contract raises the base salary for a new teacher with a bachelor's degree by the 2012-2013 school year from $43,000 to $47,000. The highest paid teachers, those with a PhD and long experience, would increase from $80,000 to about $86,000. Holeman is not backing the tentative agreement.
I'm pretty sure I'll vote against it. It's not bad. It's not a terrible agreement. I don't think it's good enough, and I'll be disappointed when it passes, but that'll be okay.
Third grade teacher Chrissy Neff is more positive about the tentative agreement.
As of right now, I'm going to vote for it based on, I think, after they went back to the table after the school board meeting, some good things came out, and I'm pretty happy with it.
My name is Les Hayden. I'm a science instructor at East High School. There's nothing perfect, but to me anyway, this sounds like a pretty good deal, and I think it should go the way it is.
Hayden's reserved acceptance was fairly typical of AEA members willing to comment. There are parts he doesn't like, but the agreement's salary portion is acceptable, given the economy and the mood of the community at large.
I think they're within the realm of everybody else and other districts. I think we can feel fortunate. I've heard some districts, especially down the 48, that are getting rolled back or getting no increases whatsoever. So, plus they're laying off and making class sizes bigger.
According to an AEA handout, besides raises, the tentative agreement includes increased district contributions to health insurance premiums, added duty payments for elementary school teachers, 3 more days of automatic emergency leave, and health insurance benefits for some part-time AEA members. Compared to similar informative meetings in the past, attendance was lighter than in years when the contract negotiations had gone through arbitration and the talks turned bitter. One elementary school teacher was reluctant to give her name, but she did say she'd been with the district 8 years and appreciated the improved tone of the negotiations that had marked the tentative agreement.
This one seems a lot less stressful and better, but that's why I'm here tonight. I want to see what other concerns other people have found and bringing up and then seeing where to go from there. Just informational tonight.
So your vote could still swing?
Yes. Yep.
AEA members will vote whether or not to accept the tentative agreement this Thursday. The association will announce the results Friday morning, first to the members, next to Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como, and then to the media. If AEA ratifies the tentative agreement, it then goes to the Anchorage School Board for approval on May 24th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.